Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast this Monday. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor Dag Heward Mills. Intercession means to stand in the gap and to become an obstacle to block Satan and his agents from destroying God's people. In today's message, Bishop Dag will teach you why it is important for you to seek to be an intercessor as a Christian and a minister. God is always looking for intercessors who can get into the lives of the sheep and to help change the course of things they experience. Today's teaching will reveal that selfishness and a focus on ourselves and not others causes us to not rise up and intercede. After today's teaching, you will be challenged to rise up and become an intercessor.
Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord and put your hands together for Jesus. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Oh, I can't hear your shout of praise. How many of you are expecting a divine provision this week, a divine supply this week, a healing this week, a deliverance this week? If you're expecting it, shout, "Ear!" Well, the Bible says, blessed is he that believed. There will be a performance of the things that were told here from the Lord. Hallelujah. When prophet is preaching, he's telling us things from the Lord. And the Bible says that if you believe, there will be a literal performance of the things you heard. Amen. I want us to receive a beautiful testimony from our sister Aina, all the way from First Love Church in Cuba. Put your hands together. Let's receive this wonderful miracle testimony.
And I'm from First Love, Cuba. My testimony is about how God delivered me from the spirit of death and positive tears of COVID-19 through the prayers of our prophet, Bishop Dag Heward Mills, during the flow prayer meetings. Well, on Sunday, the 12th of July 2020, I started having fever, a headache, and a sore throat. My shepherd gave me dipirona, but the fever just went down for a few hours. So the following day, the symptoms got worse and I started feeling weak. And as medical students, we looked up the symptoms and thought of tonsillitis. On Tuesday, during the flow prayer meeting, we received news that a fellow student died due to a complication of tonsillitis. So my shepherd told me, "Charlie, we need to go see a doctor." Before I went to the hospital, we took communion and she repeated the prayers that prophet says during communion. When I arrived at the hospital, I explained to the doctor my symptoms and how I was feeling. And the doctor said, "I have symptoms of COVID-19. I was so shocked, like I didn't expect it. I tried to explain to him that I didn't have corona, but he didn't listen to me. I started crying, but he was not moved at all. And they decided to move me to an isolation center immediately. When I arrived there, they did a PCR test and it came out negative. They also did a nasal and a throat swab, which also came out negative, and later drew my blood and admitted me in the hospital. The same day at night, they told me that all the tests came back negative and that I didn't have COVID-19. I was so excited, but they told me I still have to stay in the hospital, but they'll move me to a different ward to test me for dengue just in case I have it because it's an epidemic in Cuba. They did test every day, but all the results came out negative. God delivered me from positive tests of both COVID-19 and dengue. I really just want to thank God for saving me from the spirit of death. And I also want to thank Prophet for the flow prayer meetings, for the prophecies, for the communion, and for the weekly blessings. I also want to thank my shepherd for connecting me to the flow prayers. And finally, I just want to encourage everyone to take the flow prayer meetings seriously, to take the communion seriously, because the words that prophets say, they are living. If it was my testimony, you too can receive a testimony through the flow prayer meetings and the prophecies. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Did you enjoy that song? Yeah. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful church. Amen. Amen. Father, thank you for the blessing we have today, yes, in your house and in your presence. Yes. Guide us by your mighty Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Today, the prophetic word on the offering is everlasting joy offering.
Wow.
Everlasting joy offering. We are going to sow a seed and pray that God should give us everlasting joy. Amen. Isaiah 51 and verse 11. It says, therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing. This is a prophecy of your life.
Amen.
The redeemed of the Lord shall return.
Amen.
So we shall return to church.
Amen.
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 The redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe you'll be in Israel? You'll be in church. Church is Zion. But Zion, Mount Zion is also in Israel, in Jerusalem. When you go to Jerusalem, one of the little hills there is Mount Zion. Yeah. You'll be singing there.
Amen.
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 You'll be singing there.
Amen.
You'll be in a bus in Israel and you'll be singing.
Amen.
You'll be in a car in Israel, you'll be singing.
Amen.
I prophesy over your life.
Amen.
You'll go to Israel at least 7 times.
Amen.
In your lifetime.
Wow.
And shall come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Everlasting what?
Joy.
Instead of everlasting sadness, you are going to have everlasting joy.
Amen.
Whatever has robbed you of joy, God is neutralizing that thing today.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Joy is not something that is sold at a petrol station. Joy is not something that is sold at a supermarket. Joy is not something that you can have even if you have 1,000,000,000 pounds. Beautiful Princess Diana obviously wasn't so happy, even though she had a castle to leave for her children in her will. How many of you have even a flat to leave for your children? She had a castle. So when God is prophesying and predicting everlasting joy for you, you better know that we are talking about something supernatural.
Amen.
They shall obtain gladness and joy. So you are going to get gladness and joy.
Amen.
And sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Whatever makes you sorrowful shall flee away.
Amen.
Whatever makes you to mourn shall flee away.
Amen.
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 One day God told Samuel, how long will you mourn seeing I have rejected Saul? Then he told him what to do to overcome his mourning. Are you with me?
Yes.
The scripture. And the Lord said, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul? He was sad about Saul's situation. So he said, fill your horn with oil. And I will show you a way out of the sadness that you feel about what has happened. Amen.
Amen.
And he told him to fill his horn and go and anoint somebody else. And that will make him happy.
Wow.
Isaiah 51 verse 12. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. You see that. He says, verse 11 says, they shall obtain gladness and joy. I'm prophesying over your life. Gladness and joy. And sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Amen. Then the next verse, verse 12, it says, I, even I, am he that comforteth you. So God stretches out his hand today to comfort you. Amen. In your life. Amen. Whatever makes you sad that you can't even explain, may the power of God himself comfort you.
Amen.
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 Now, I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die? So God is saying that, why will you be afraid of a man that shall die? And of the Son of Man, which shall be made as grass. So every person who makes you sad, God is saying that, you know, a man who, or a woman, I don't know why the women are not routing and saying that we want to be gender, whatever. There should be gender balance. You can't say a man, a man, a man. Yeah. Whichever woman or man, you see, is the source of the problem. And God is saying that, don't worry about somebody who will be made as grass, because grass will grow on the person. The person who is causing the problem, grass will grow. Maybe you've not visited old cemeteries. You can't distinguish between the grave, the blocks, the sand, the coffin, and the remains inside. It just merges and grass grows on it. So he says, the Son of Man which shall be made as grass. Maybe you don't know. And forgettest the Lord thy maker, that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and has feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor. Now listen, today as we receive our offering, I want you to know the first supernatural thing. You know, the first supernatural thing you start to experience, okay, is tongues. The more you pray in tongues, and the more you are into tongues, the more you are in the supernatural world. Now, when we come back a little, these things which don't have a place where you buy them also are nearer the supernatural world, like joy, peace, happiness, love, and so on. Comfort. They are things that are not in control of anybody. You can't give an injection to make somebody happy. Huh? I can't make you happy in your house. Injection of joy. There's nothing like that. So, even those who don't believe in God, at a point, you realize that they start searching. That is why many of the people who say they don't believe in Jesus, have turned to either Eastern religions or some other thing. Because they you can see that there are things that are out of the control of man. One of them is the stars. The moon is just here. It takes 3 days to fly there. 2 days to 3 days, you'll be there on the rocket. 37,000 miles per hour, you'll be there in 2 days. Do you understand? Mars is just here. 6 months, you'll be there. 7 months flight, you'll be there. You can come back next year. You get it? Yes. But you need a lot of food to keep you for 1 year. And oxygen and air, water. Yes. But as it goes further, you see that everything is beyond our human reasoning and our human lives. And here comes in the power of God. Hallelujah. And one of them you can see is joy, everlasting joy, gladness, and joy you shall obtain. Amen. Sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Amen. Amen. So right now, I want you to believe God. Yes. If you've not cried before, you are not part of humanity. But if you are part, I can assure you that one day you'll be looking for a handkerchief. If you use handkerchiefs. God is promising.
Hallelujah.
He will take away sorrow and mourning and replace with joy, everlasting joy. Father, as we come before you to present something, we prophesy over this offering that it shall yield indeed something good.
Amen.
And that it will provoke the windows of heaven.
Amen.
And a blessing will be released.
Amen.
Upon your children.
Yes, Lord.
Across the world, the thousands that are watching shall be healed and blessed and favored. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now, I want you to take out your offering. The way to give is up there. And give your best. 100 of anything you have. 200 of anything. 1,000. 500. 50. 20. And God is going to bless you.
Amen.
Sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Sorrow and mourning shall go where?
Flee away.
Shall flee away. All things work together for good. Amen. All things work together for good. And the power of God is going to establish that truth.
Yes.
All things don't work together for good normally. Do all things work together for good normally? All things work don't work together. Some go very bad. But by power, you see, that's what this verse is saying. It says, they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Amen.
Amen.
Father, bless everyone.
Amen.
As we present our powerful offering.
Yes.
To you. We know you have answered our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen.
Your heart is aching, I know that you're in pain. Don't give up, these things must be. They all must happen because of your calling, the mystery of God. Oh, it is amazing. Don't sorrow with the sorrow that leads to death. Cheer up, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's okay to be sad because it's really bad. Oh, 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 Jesus. Oh, my brother, we know that all things work together for good. We know that all things work together for good. Whoa, oh, my sister, we know that all things work together for good. I know the storm is howling and frightening. How you feel in the pit of your stomach, having sleepless nights, sitting up all night long, asking yourself, is it all over? I know the sorrows engulf your spirit. It is to teach you something precious, something you cannot learn any other way. To teach you I am the only one worth loving. Oh, oh, Jesus, Jesus. We know that all things work together for good. Whoa, cheer up, sister. We know that all things work together for good. We know that all things work together for good.
Feel you here in the studio. The Bible said David was excited when they said unto him, let us go to the house of the Lord. And I believe this day, as we have come to the house of God. God is going to speak to us. It's time for my favorite part of the service. Oh, you at the back, I didn't hear you. It's time for my favorite part of the service. God has spoken to us through the ministration. We've been so blessed through the prayer time, and I believe he's going to speak to us again. He said, I will give you pastors after my heart who will feed you with understanding and with knowledge. Church, God has blessed us with a prophet. He has blessed us with a mighty man of God. He's going to pour out his heart to us this afternoon. And if you are excited, if you are expectant as you I am, make your loudest noise. Let's welcome our prophet, Bishop Doug Hewitt.
When you put your trust in God, nothing is impossible. When you trust in his word, hearken to the words of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God.
When you trust in his word, hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon his word. Oh, everything, yes, everything is possible.
Let us pray. Father, thank you for your blessing you give to us today in the name of Jesus. In the midst of this pandemic, we thank you that you are Lord of lords and King of kings. You know what you are doing, and your hand is over us, and you are our shepherd. You are guiding us. We are following you. We give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. At home, please sit up. Get out of your bed, please. And those of you who have followed my instruction to buy a Bluetooth speaker will have a different experience. Now, make sure if you don't have your Bluetooth speaker, tomorrow is Monday. Most parts of the world, tomorrow is Monday. There are some places, tomorrow is Tuesday. Yes. So, tomorrow is Monday. Make sure you get one. And remember, unless it's a special speaker, the larger it is, the more bass and the more, the nicer the sound is, usually. It's by the size, usually, but sometimes not. These days, it's more compact, but still. Get one so you can hear the music for the during the prayer meetings and also every music that is played, because it's good music in the church. And now you must grow up in your musical ears, because if you don't have good ears to hear nicely, not that you have to hear the notes, but just to appreciate it. Do you understand? Yes. Why do I say that? Because it's something you learn. You know, when I see a horse, I admire horse. Some horses look like donkeys to me because I know horses. And they are like different types of horses. I can tell the horse, I look at different aspects of the horse. The size of the head and the way the neck is. And then the chest and the bottoms, how high they are, and the curve on the back. And all that tells you different things about the horse and the ears. So because I know about horses, and I've been with a lot of horses, I can tell even a wicked horse when I see that this is a wicked horse. And that he wants to bite you even though he's standing there. and he shouldn't bite you. But it's an unusually wicked horse. They have something they do when they want to bite. Yes, and when they are very wicked. You get it? Because you see that zebras and giraffes protect themselves from lions by kicking. So there's also something they do when they want to kick. And that's how they can kill somebody. So I'm saying that when the music is playing, you don't recognize anything at all. That it's nice. Oh, this is like this. Oh, this is like this. Oh, that is like that. You don't see anything. It's like a horse that's passing that you don't know anything about it. And this is a donkey. This is a mule. This is an ass. This is a, I mean, whatever. You can tell a horse that's not African. As soon as you see, you know, this is not from Africa. And you can tell this is an Arabic horse. And so on and so forth. So I don't want to bore you with all of that. I want you to learn about music. Okay? So that when you hear, that's why if you get a Bluetooth speaker, it's really good. So many people have sent me pictures of their Bluetooth speaker, and they are telling me that it has transformed the prayer meeting and transformed the church to them. Now, the pandemic, you know, our government has announced that we can have church. We just have to have social distancing. So many churches have sort of started having meetings, and I can see from the pictures and so on that people are not everybody is going to church. In America, for instance, the pandemic is going up. Yeah, it went down, but it's going up now. And in certain places, it's going, not just spikes, but the whole thing is going up and so on. So things are not so clear. So I think that we have to have a mind that we will become specialists in internet, not internet banking, internet church, churching. You get what I'm saying? Yes. And understand ourselves. Because, you know, when we go to church, we also go to church for fellowship and socializing. So if we can't socialize, we can't really be here. Everybody looks like a ninja. Everybody looks like an Amrobah. We don't even know who everybody is. You can't tell who everybody is. We are not supposed to get close to each other and so on. It's quite funny. So we are looking into it to see how things develop. And so, but in the meantime, you know, let us become special. That's why I'm really emphasizing on the Bluetooth speaker. If you are in the zone where the IS-20 satellite works, which is most of Africa, and where again? And most of Africa. All right. You have the satellite. You must all buy satellite. It's only 100 cities. So connect it and then tune it. You get all the other channels, all plenty other channels, plus we'll be there. If you are in Southern Africa, you can see us also on DSTV and so on. So search and then get Healing Jesus TV so that it's also on free. Do you understand? You don't need Wi-Fi and all that. It's a matter of tuning your satellite to 68.5 degrees east. Now, how do you know where is the east? East is where? The sun rises in the where? East. And sets in the west. It's something we learned in school. I don't know whether it was taught in this JSS that day. Yes. But east is where the sun comes from. So you just turn your satellite. You don't need a technician. Just become your own technician. It's part of leadership. Be practical. It's something as like to turn the satellite. And if you have a phone, you can use your compass. And it will show you this is 65. You know, and then you just point it there. Just do it yourself. If you can't do it, you are too old. Get your son or your daughter, somebody who is a bit energetic, and then just get to the job. What do you think? Is it fantastic? And you'll be blessed. So please let us, for the time that the pandemic is not is still around, let's do it. I gave you some things. I want to suggest that you take the app. Found out that zinc also fights the virus. If you believe it, you take it. Chloroquine also A number of doctors believe in it. Some don't. I've never seen any medical drug that has brought a controversy like these ones. But what will you do if you don't know what to do? Why not? And the results that we're having in certain countries are very different from what you are getting elsewhere. So advice is entirely up to you, without prejudice, and it's not a medical prescription for you to follow that I'm giving you, but you can think and decide for yourself. Don't blame anybody. All right? So let all of us realize that the thing is not yet gone. You get it? The angel of death that is moving around is moving around, and it's not something that has gone away yet. And so we are praying that for healing every day, deliverance. We are praying for salvation, for divine escapes. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. And I believe that all things work together for good. Amen. And somehow it's going to work together for good. So we shall see how things develop and how to gradually grow. More and more people are becoming infected, by the way. So as it happens, more people, like, you see that, oh, you are infected, nothing happened to you. You are infected, nothing happened to you. They didn't die. They infected, you didn't die. You're infected, you didn't die. Gradually, more and more people. That's sort of what is happening. You get it? It's like malaria. You got malaria, you didn't die. You got this, you didn't die. Like that. So gradually, more people. And that's what they are hoping, that in the end, a lot of people would have had it. And then it's like, Charlie, we stop social distancing and we can socially be closer. You get it? I saw a couple marrying. They were even practicing social distancing. I was wondering what they were planning to do. All right. So, can you imagine you get married and your bride tells you social distancing? I don't think you'd be so happy. All right. So, please. And last week, we had a global service?
Yes.
And I think you did well. You did very well. I've been told that you gave very well and supported Healing Jesus Camp. So I want to congratulate all of you and thank all of you for supporting Healing Jesus Camp, even in the pandemic. And when we inform you of certain things, I know that you'll be happy. We are doing and going to the ends of the earth, intercontinental Healing Jesus campaigns. Amen.
Amen.
We are putting together, be able to go and keep going and keep going. So it looks like the whole of this year we are still in one place. But as we are here, Healing Jesus campaign is still working, because there's so many things that we have to do before we have crusades. All those things are still being done, and all those things also cost money, including the build-up of the equipment and things like that. There's a lot of work actively going on, all right, and purchases, things that have to be bought and all that. How many want us to have a plane? I'm sure we need one soon. A lot of people write to me and say that, you know, we want you to have a plane. We think we need to have a plane and so on. So pray. Maybe the Lord will open the door. If you have one, please donate.
Yeah.
Or even lend us to use from time to time. We don't even need to own. We just need something to use. Amen.
Amen.
So that we can go and come. Because if we were using our own plane, we wouldn't need to wait for these people to start flying.
Yeah.
Because they are not flying. Where we used to travel to, where we put our packed our trucks, there's no plane going there now. We have to wait for them to start working before we can even go for our things. Do you see? And we are paying a security company to look after the whole convoy of all our millions of dollars of equipment and trucks and cars. And we have to pay all the time for them to keep it. And our visa for those things have also expired. So, and they cannot be repatriated with flights. They are too heavy. Are you with me? So we are always negotiating with nations. Amen. But I want to thank you for your support. Clap for yourselves for very good support for Healing Jesus campaign. And I know that God is going to bless you.
Amen.
And that all the prophecies over the offerings, they will come to pass.
Amen.
God will intervene practically in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Now, today, I want you to turn with me. I'm still going to continue on the theme of shepherding. Amen.
Amen.
Drop your iPads and your things. I don't want anybody looking. You can look at the screen if you want to look at the screen. Go home and look at it. That's for those here. All right, just drop it like a gun you've dropped on the ground. Hands up and then you put it down. Yeah. Now, what it means to be a shepherd, to become a shepherd and transform your pastoral ministry, these two books are what I'm sharing about. And it's basically the art of shepherding. Okay? I want to advertise shepherding as a good job. Yeah, looking after people and caring for people is a good job. It's Jesus' job. Jesus said, I am a good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. I mean, why not be like Jesus? Would you not like to be like Jesus? Yes. So Exodus chapter 19 and verse 5. I want to talk to you today for just a short time about intercession. All right? Intercession. The intercession of a shepherd. Okay. Now notice verse 5. If you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Okay? And verse 6. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak to the children of Israel. So, if you obey, verse 5, if you obey him, you become special to him. Being special to somebody is an experience which is like, it's better you don't have it if you will ever lose it. Because you won't know that you don't have it. Do you understand? You won't know that you are not special. That's how being special is. You don't know that you are not special. You feel okay. Mm-hmm. But if you become special, you notice when you are no more special. And it's a bad experience. So God was saying to his people that you will be a peculiar treasure. Treasure. Everybody's treasure is something he keeps in his whatever, somewhere. Okay? Very special to God. Above everybody else. And say, all the earth is mine. I know everybody in everybody's house. But you will be special to me if you obey. Then he said, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. Okay? Wow. So what does it mean a kingdom of priests? Everybody is going to be a priest, or many of the people will be priests. There will be so many priests that it's like you generalize and say, look, everybody is a priest. These people, they are all priests. Okay? So this seems to be the plan of God. And in Revelations chapter 1, he tells us, God has made us kings and priests. It's not an Old Testament thing to be made a priest. But in Revelations, he says, God has made us kings and priests unto him. Amen. Amen. All right? All right. So, God is making us a nation of kings and priests, and it's a great blessing that he has made us kings and priests. He's made us kings and priests. It's a practical thing that's ongoing now in the whole nation of Christians. So instead of trying to make Christians millionaires, do you see? My aim is not to make you a millionaire. but my aim is to make you a priest. Okay? That's not the vision. The vision is not to make you a millionaire. You go to places, they make you feel that you got to be rich. You got to be a multimillionaire. But rather, let's follow his plan. And his plan, do you see? His plan is for you to be in the kingdom of as a priest in his kingdom. Is it beautiful?
Beautiful.
Now, when you become you join the kingdom of priests, you have to learn how to be a priest. I'm talking to you, a normal Christian. Don't tell me I'm trying to make you a pastor. Now, I'm trying to fulfill the things that are written here. And the work of a pastor involves what we call PVCI. Anybody who joins the flow prayer meeting will learn the voice of how to pray. Can I have my phone? I sent you some points. Somebody said he learned something. Yes. Can you read it to me here? Somebody bring it to me right here. Now, if you join the flow prayer meeting, you will learn certain things. You got it? Okay. Put it here. Okay. Now, somebody said, he wrote to me, he said, dear Bishop, it's one of my bishops who wrote this to me actually. He said, with Christ in the school of prayer, thank you for taking us patiently through months of sharing your most intimate and private moments with God, with us. I'm talking about prayer, PVCI. You have always taught us how to pray, but in this season, taught us in answer as your disciples, Lord, teach us to pray. So I wrote down 12 things that I learned. Okay? Number one, I learned prayer path. Number two, I learned a prayer spot. Number three, I learned what is a prayer carpet. Number four, I learned praying with a biscuit. Number five, I learned praying with a Bluetooth speaker. Number six, I learned praying in the Psalms. Number seven, I learned praying with biblical and extra-biblical quotations. Number eight, I learned praying with openness and transparency. Number nine, I learned praying with visual aids, pictures and maps. Number ten, I learned prayer as a manifestation of the teaching ministry. And number 11, I learned prayer for my fivefold ministry, for my ministry. And number 12, I learned prayer for nations. And then it says, we are seeing in more detail one of the great secrets of the great ministry we are enjoying. Beautiful. Amen. We are seeing one of the great secrets of the great ministry that we are enjoying. So you can see, if you join the prayer, flow prayer, with some of you, you get it. Still, when I'm here at 3:30, I left my house in the middle of the night to come here and lead you in prayer. You are sleeping. And then when you join around 8 o'clock, you want us to continue to 11 o'clock. No, you know yourself. I'm watching you and you're also watching me. No. Learn to get up a great while before day. And if you think I'm going to stop, I have no plans of stopping. I have no plans of stopping. Yes. So you must adjust yourself and learn to become a nation of priests. And part of the priest's work is to pray. And how do you pray? It's like you pray, you just pray. But when you join the flow prayer meeting, you will learn that you can just be praying. It's like you don't need, I don't prepare notes to come here to come and pray. Then I'll be under a lot of tension because it's almost every other day we are here. There'll be too much tension in my life. You get what I'm saying? Oh, I cannot even rest. Oh, already I can't rest. How much more if I add that one? So, I come to God just as you also come to God. It cannot be a time of tension and a problem. So we come together and we can stay in God's room for some time. And that is what a priest does. So I'm speaking to all of you, especially people in America. Yes. Especially people in where? America. America. Not America. Please, I need to see more of you and all of us joining together in this prayer time, because there's nothing wrong with it. And we just take the Psalms and then we see what is in it. And then we realize we are praying. And you see that sometimes the Psalm will be praying against things you don't even know what it is. Because you haven't seen some before. Maybe you haven't had such a trouble before. But you just pray, because you never know limited. And something like that is either coming or developing. Are you with me? All right. Now, the next thing that a pastor does, or a priest, prayer, is visitation. Okay? Now, visiting, I shared with you the last time a little about visitation. Okay, I could go on that, but I'm not doing that today. To visit changes is different from preaching. That's why we travel, and that's why we go to people's homes and be there with them. All right, that is very important. The next one is interaction, or antisocial distancing. Do you see? Because interaction, you cannot interact with much with social distancing. We need to be socially close. And that interaction, you get it, is really affected by the social distancing. Uh-huh. So that's why we've been debating. Should we open and then be spaced out, and then immediately after 1 hour, or to everybody go away and so on. We are wondering whether it is what we need. You get it? So we will see how it works out. But like I said, it's a developing situation. And at each moment, we take time. And in First Love Church, we are learning to be flexible. And those who have already become inflexible with backache and also stiffness, you get it? You need to be converted and become like a child so that you can enter the kingdom. Amen. Amen. So we have interaction. And you see that Jesus was with his disciples, moving all over the place, talking all the time. And PVCI. And then we have C, which stands for counseling or teaching. All right. And there you see that every one of us should be someone who shares the word. Now, if you belong to a WhatsApp group, perhaps your old school, your school WhatsApp group, you if you listen to the comments of people, you see that there are ideas that people have that are not from the Bible. You get that? It's like the quotations. People have quotations and wise sayings and all sorts of things. You get it? So for us, our wisdom is the word of God. Our teachings are the word of God. So the more you get into the word, you have an answer for everything and something to say about everything, any day, any time. So I want you to become a teacher. The more you become a teacher, the more you have received the word. Why are we teaching you every day? Is it for entertainment? No. We would have so many things to do. Now, today, under the prayer part of the PVCI, we have what we call intercession. What is intercession? Now, it means to interfere or intervene or intercept. Okay? So, you are an interceptor. Okay? And it's not only in prayer that you are an intercessor. That's what I want you to realize. A shepherd is an interceptor or an intervener. I know it may not be an English word. I'm aware that it may not be an English word. I don't think you should quarrel at every opportunity you get. Okay? Now, intercepting things, intervening in things in people's lives, okay, by prayer and by any other way that appears or that becomes the real way that you should intervene, is what a shepherd is. And so God is looking for interceptors, interveners, people who get into things, and your presence in the thing changes what is happening. I think it's more like a midfielder. I don't know much about soccer, but I think the midfielder is not being asked to score any goal. He's just asked to get intervene in anybody who is good, anybody who is fast, anybody who is connected, is running, he seems to have something to do. Just be there and always cause a problem. And that, I think, was ACN, was a midfielder. And I remember one time I was in England, I was listening to the radio, and some people were chatting. They were talking, it was a soccer discussion, and they were talking, and I think Chelsea was going to play. And then the commentator asked, would you like to be tackled by ACN? The guy said, no, I wouldn't like to be tackled by ACN. Like, because it's like he seems to cause trouble for people. He's always interfering with things in the middle of the field. You get it? So things cannot build up. You get what I'm saying? Things cannot build up. When it's starting to build up against you, then he's there. And it's like suddenly your pass, which was going straight, it has to go right. You get it? Yes. So you are an interceptor, intervener, and a troublemaker in the devil's trouble. Your presence is trouble. It's chaos to the enemy that is working in people's lives. All right? Because once you appear, right, it's like you are changing the outcome of the thing. Something that is very bad. It's okay to be sad because I know it's very bad. Is that not what the song says? It's okay to be very sad. Eh? And it's okay to be sad because it's really bad. Yeah, but once the interceptor comes, the intervener comes, it changes things and things start working together for good. I see you interceding, intercepting, and getting into the mix of the whole game. Yeah, you may not be scoring any goal, but if you know the value of an interceptor, an intervener, you see. And in Isaiah 59, I want every shepherd and all of us to see yourself as an intervener. Yes. As someone who has been sent to get into the thing. Even if you become bloody, you become dirty, you become something, somebody doesn't like you. You know, when you are a good shepherd, some people will even wish for you to die because they are looking at your sheep behind you longingly. And they are saying that when you die, we will come for him or for her. And they are looking and say, we are waiting to hear that you are dead. You will see who rather will die. Isaiah 59 and verse 16. Now notice God's amazement. He says, and he saw. Look, Isaiah 59. Let's read from verse 15. Yea, truth faileth, isn't it? Truth does what? Fail. That's, I have heart failure, kidney failure, heart failure, liver failure. We have truth failure. And he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. What is a prey? A prey is like an antelope who is chased. You know, imagine you make yourself an antelope who is being chased by a lion. You know? How many would like to be on the field and here are lions and you are running? Would you like to be a prey? Yeah. When you speak the truth, now you become a prey. Everybody is chasing you. Yeah. And the Lord saw it and he displeased him that there was no judgment. Judgment means justice. Somebody who takes decisions. Okay? God was not happy with that. Now, verse 16. It's a famous verse in the Bible. If you've not underlined it or colored it, please, it's one of the verses that should be colored in your Bible. It's colored in my Bible. Look at mine. Can you see? Can you see the color? Yeah. It's colored. Can you see the color now? Yeah. It's one of the verses that should be colored. You can't color all. I saw somebody who's colored the whole page. When you color the whole page, you might as well just color the whole Bible. It doesn't help you. You have to color certain verses. Okay? Otherwise, you will not notice the important verses in your life. Okay. Now, I said that, and he saw that there was no man. No, there was no shepherd, no intercessor, and he wondered that there was no intercessor. Like there was no midfielder, volante. Somebody who comes into the mixture of the thing that is happening, and by his presence and his things that he does, things turn out differently. He wondered, he was amazed. I tell you something, God looks at people's life being destroyed, and he just said, hey, there's nobody to just even say a word, make a phone call. One time I was at the mortuary, on some other business, and they brought in a young man. I think he must have been maybe 20 years old, either a teenager or early 20s. He was dressed, you know, in this American type of, what do you call those, tracksuits? Something like this tracksuit. And then what do you call the shoes? The big shoes. Sneakers? Boots? What are the names? Please, I beg you, I am not modern. Timberland boots. Are you sure that's what he was wearing? Sneakers. Trainers. Sneakers. Choose your word. Kambu. He was wheeled into the he was in the mortuary already, but he was wheeled in. A postmortem was going to be done on him. And he was wearing this tracksuit. He looked like a foreign person. And actually, he lived in the rich part of Accra. These big estate houses in the posh areas. One of the posh areas. And his head was, there was a big hole in his head, and his brains were on his stomach. They had put his brains and blood on his stomach. He had shot himself in his rich house. And as I look at this, just the day before, that I came that day, and he did that the day before and was brought there. Now, even though they can see why you died, they still have to do a postmortem because of the legal implications. Now, you look at this person as he was deciding that this life is not worth living and that this is what I must do. The Bible says that God wondered. He wondered that there was nobody doing house to house witnessing on that day. Or there was no one doing telepastoring. Or there was no one inviting. And that nobody was doing a swollen Sunday. And nobody was visiting. And nobody was intervening or intercepting as the demons were talking to the young man and telling him that Even though his father works at, I don't know, United Nations or wherever good area, good family he comes from, it's not worth doing what he's going to do. There was nobody. There was no intercessor. It says, and he wondered that there was no intercessor. You know, we all have problems. But for some people, the problem takes them far. Problems really, like you can have the same problem. This person has this problem. This one has this problem. This one will smile, and this one will laugh, and this one will cry, and this one will feel like committing suicide on the same issue. Because people respond differently to things. People respond differently to everything that's happening. So what God is saying is that I need interveners and people who get into things, into the lives of people. People who go to the nations to go and be a shepherd. To go and be someone who gets into the lives and makes an effort to make a friend. That's what friends are for. That's what we are here for. And God had the mind that he will make a nation of interveners and intercessors. And that's why he was surprised that there was no intercessor. Everybody wants to be a millionaire. Everybody just wants to be rich. Everybody wants to have this and to get this and to do that. But there was no intercessor. Everybody is what we call selfishness, inward looking. Looking at our own lives, but never looking out. Never having time for somebody. You know, one day my mother asked me, you know, something happened, somebody died, something. This, she asked me that, how do you know all these tragedies and problems? It's like, where do you know? You know so many people or these things. I said, this because we are into people's lives, you will know a lot of things. And you know that life is not just me, my nice wife, my nice husband, and our two children, our three children. That is not life. Look, 95% of people are not okay. Even 95 is high. 95% things are not okay. That's why sometimes God allows us to be sad, to have pain. You know, I read in The Final Quest some years ago. I remember when I read it, I think it's the first or the second chapter. Rick Joyner was taken to a garden, and then he was given a vision where he saw Jesus dying on the cross and all that. And afterwards, the Lord gave him a cup, and in the cup was tears, his tear, and said, drink it. And when he drank it, he felt great pain. And the Lord said that is my pain, the pain that I have. And he told him that without this pain, you cannot do my work. You cannot understand my work. You cannot understand my work. There's pain. People have things. There are a lot of things. Without understanding. So sometimes in our comfortable lives, good marriages, good marriages. You have a good marriage, right? Beautiful. Most people don't have good marriage or even a marriage at all. So you are a nice husband and you're a nice wife and it's beautiful and so on. Most people don't have it. They don't have what you are complaining about. What you are complaining about, what you have a bad attitude about, and what you make a fuss about. People don't have it. They wish for. They wish for. They wish for somebody to propose to them. No one has ever made an offer that I would like you to live with me. As you take it for granted. Alright? I hope I'm not offending you, and I wouldn't even mind if I'm offending you. Yeah. I wouldn't even mind. God wondered that there are no interveners, people who intervene in prayer and in practical intervention, hands-on, getting into things. Yes, getting into things, taking decisions for people, taking decisions about things. There's nobody. God was amazed. Sometimes you see churches sliding down, like the church is like an elephant which is dead and it's sliding down a hill. It's rolling like this. It's rolling round, 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 down a hill. And there's nobody to stop it. So, it's up to you. You know, my little sermon this morning is like an advertisement being made by, let's say, U.S. Marine Corps trying to recruit people who would like to join to fight for your nation. God is trying to say, we like to join and be part of the workforce rather than every day seeking for a blessing. And God blesses us. God bless us. You shall serve him and he shall bless you. Yes. So number one, intercede means to come between so as to modify the course of events. To do what? To modify the course of events. Things are going this way. You, by your involvement, it has turned to another direction. Modify the course of events. Satan's plan is to lead entire nations to hell. By the power of intercession, we will modify the course of history. People who should have gone to hell will be saved. Powerful men of intercession are constantly modifying the course of events. Wow. Beautiful. Do you like it? No, I'm preaching from my book, eh? What's this book called? Transform Your Pastoral Ministry. Chapter 11. It's a nice book. You don't read it, but it's nice. Transform, chapter 11. Number two. To intercede means to be situated between things. You are there. You see, when they see you, they go back. Just your presence. That's why when your pastor dies, it is his presence and his existence that you will miss. That if he was there, not that even he would do anything, that if he was there, you see that somebody that you don't even see every day, that the fact that he's not there, you see that something is missing. Yes. God has called every minister to be situated between the devil and God's people. This is what a shepherd does. He's situated between the wolves and the sheep. Between what? The wolves and the sheep. The wolves are moving around. Here is sheep. The sheep are their lunch. The sheep are their breakfast. The sheep is their tea time. The sheep is their hamburger. Their sheep is everything for them to eat. But when they see you, they see the man moving around and it's like you have a gun. It's like the man is very wicked though. If he gets out, we will die. Yeah. You see, you those of you who want everybody to like you, inadvertently, you are making wolves to be your friends. It's like I don't want anybody to be against what I say. Wolves like you, sheep like you, and you are moving with them. And you are a bad shepherd because somebody must find you some way. Somebody must feel that this guy is the one preventing us from seeing this one. And why not? You know, one day, I went to a family. The family were having a crisis. And the wife was threatening to do something. She was threatening to leave, to do whatever. I told her, don't do it. To not be good. Now, as the discussion was going on, I decided to go a step further. I said, if you try something, you will see me differently. Yes, you will see a different thing. I told her that. You wouldn't see the husband again. The problem will change to me. It will be between me and you. And I left the brother whose case, his case even now passed into the shadows.
I said, it is me you will not like. Yes, it is me. You see, there are people who want to please everyone. When you go to a family home, you can see clearly, this person is the cause of the trouble. This person is clearly the cause, but people want to, you have to take your time, and so you have to pray about it. And, sister, brother, like that. As you say nothing about anything, you are Mr. Please All. You cannot please wolves. You think the wolves, you see them moving around like that. They're all around. They've seen lunch in the night. They can see their gleaming eyes. I told the person, I said, look, you never forget. Those who don't like me, they don't like me at all. And I don't mind. Yes. Every good man has enemies. Every good man has what?
Enemies.
I said, you will see me. And you will forget about him. You realize that I am the main person. That is the trouble. One day I went to another family. There was another crisis. Intervena. When the person was speaking, it was another lady. She was threatening. It wasn't a marital problem. It was something else. Was threatening the other person that I came with. And I put my phone. I said, stop. This and that. Then herself came. Do you understand when herself came? The human being came out. The real self. Then she started shouting, it is you, it is you, it's always been you, we know it is you, it has always been you. I said, it is me, no problem. But this is my stance. It's you, it's always been you. You see, if you have seen a wolf before, I don't know the name of the film, but maybe you can find it. If you have ever been to where they ski, snow, ice, is on a mountain. In this film, the whole film was about that. You go on the cable car, and two people sit on a chair, and the thing goes in the air, and goes all the way down the hill, and then it comes up, and you'll be sitting on an open chair, like that. So what happened was that, it was 5 o'clock. You know, 5 o'clock where it is winter, is getting dark. So it was 5 o'clock. And what happened was that the man who came to close, it was a slight change of the shift. So the man who came to close, all the chairs go around and then they come up and they're all empty. So it was like everybody is off. But what happened was that these people, there were four of them. Two in this chair and two in the next chair. And they are far. If it's here, then the other one is quite far. So they were going around in the winter. And this guy came and I don't know how he made the mistake that nobody is on. Because you couldn't see anybody. They were down. So he turned up the thing. Then the thing shut down and stopped in the middle. They had no phones. And they were now suspended up in the air. Yeah. And it was winter, cold, and it's open. As they were there, how to come down is like being at the top of a high tension pole. And eventually, one of them decided to jump. Yeah. When he jumped, he broke his leg, was bleeding. Then the wolves in the forest. You see, when you see the wolves, then you understand what I'm talking about, an intervener. Because he couldn't move, he was on the ice. The wolves came. You see the teeth. These are not people you must please. You must say, look, dear wolves, you know, we have to have friendship. We have to have love. Let's discuss it in 2 weeks' time. Go and pray about it. They ate the man. And the other one also came down. And you see the wolves in the... All the wolves came. They smell from far. Dogs are made to... Yesterday I read a story
of a wolf, a dog that had just been brought on duty in America. He was, I think, I don't know whether America, but he came on his first day. A lady was lost. They went to the woman's car, smelled the car, and they took the man deep into the mountains. The dog found the woman. Yes, he found her. She was alive hanging on the mountain just yesterday. Yes. The wolves can smell you from far. Wicked people can sense your weakness and they can sense the trouble from far. And you see that they are coming. And there is no interceptor. But when the wolves see you walking around and you are armed, heavily armed. Well, if in those days with your shepherd dog, that's why they call the German shepherd. Because he's able to take on the wolves. So he moves around with the German shepherd dog. The dogs are there and the dogs know them. I know you and you know me. I have something that can. You meet your meter if you cross this line. You meet your what? Meter. Your meter is the one you meet. Meter. And you meet your meter. Kalamoshapalababandalaba. Is to intercede, is to be situated. Is to be what? Situated. You are present. You are there. You are in the mix. You are in the equation. You are in the what? Equation. You are part of. There are many times people who I am their shepherd have said to me, when I saw you, I became happy. I became okay. When I saw you, then I was okay. When I just saw you, and I was okay. Many times I've heard that remark. Because your presence means you are in the equation. Yeah. When September 11 happened, President Bush, I think, is it Bush? Who was the one there? Yeah. He sat in the 7th force, went high into the sky. So later when he came, the people were saying, we were expecting you here. On the ground. He was up there. We're expecting you were here on the ground. You went up there. So I think he came quickly after. Yeah. To be situated. You'll be situated in people's lives. Yes. Young girls are some of the most vulnerable. Yes. If you get wolves, they will eat up the person. They'll finish you off. Young ladies who have met wolves, they know what it's like. By the time you see, you are not normal again. Are you there? Yes. Ezekiel chapter 22. The wolves and jackals do not have access to the sheep because of the shepherd's presence. That's why when Jacob was leaving Laban, what did he say? He said, day and night, I've been out there looking after your sheep for you. You see, because that's a shepherd. He'll be there in the night. The night is when they are coming to eat them. So I was there in the night. I was there in the day. I was there in the night. I was there in the day. Long time I was just there, just to be present. Because you know that when I leave, something can happen. When I'm there, something cannot happen. Ezekiel 22 and verse 30. And I sought for a man among them. God is looking for somebody among the whole church. UD, Lifehouse, First Love, whatever your church is called. That should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy it. But I found none. But I found what? Nobody. There was nobody. Nobody. Everybody was sleeping. Everybody was what? Sleeping. That I should not destroy it. I was looking for somebody who would be in the gap. You see, there is a gap between the wolves and the sheep. And who will be in the middle. When they see you, they hate you. And let them hate you. If you want to be liked by everybody, you cannot work for God. Galatians 1:10. If I should yet please men, I will not be a servant of God. I was looking
for somebody to make up the head, to be in the middle. People don't want to be the center of trouble. And then the accusations and the stones will come to you. Somebody, I was talking to somebody, said the people were wearing. I said, give the people my number. Give the people my number to call me. Give the people my number to call me. They should call me. Here's my number. Call me directly so that we talk about it. Yes, don't call. I said, give them my number to call me. Yes. Are you there? Yes. Mr. Goody Goody, eh? You don't like to get trouble, you see. Mr. Nice. Mr. Nice. When there's trouble, you've hidden yourself. Then as you come out as Mr. Diplomat, Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Distinguished, Mr. Never Do Wrong, Mr. Never Say Something Wrong. Always Mr. Good with your nice tie and bow tie. You can't serve God if you want to be Mr. Goody. Jesus came and spoke to the Pharisees. You are wolves. You are serpents. He said, you reverend, you are a serpent. What? Hey, you, three of you, serpents, vipers. Do you think he was preaching to large crowds? There was small group. The population was very small. See them and tell them, serpents, vipers, wicked men. Outside you are this. Inside you are dead bones. I sought for a man. Ezekiel 22 verse 30. I was just looking for one brother. How God will bless you. I want to advertise. You see, all the works that I have done, the greatest and the best job is the job of a shepherd. Oh, I've been a cleaner before. I've worked at a company before. I've been a doctor before. I've done so many things. The best is shepherd. I called it a camp called The Privilege. The Privilege. Yes. I had another camera called it The Beautiful Job. Yes. You don't know what it is. You see people loving you, and one day you may not know where, you may not know how. Even though 10,000 may not appreciate you, you get one or two that will even say, they'll come back. Of the 10 lepers, one will come back to say, thank you. Thank you for saving me, saving my life. I don't know where I would be if you had not come when you came. I can't tell what my condition will be. I can't tell. Thanks for reaching. He said, we had a song like that. Beautiful. Thanks for saving. Thanks for reaching out. You sent your best man to come and fight for me. Hey. God is looking for his best man. Somebody he can send. A girl he can send. A boy he can send. Somebody who cares. Go out there, talk to the people, help them, fight for them, do something to save them. Oh, yes. All the jobs I've done, many jobs. A shepherd. I recommend to people, but they don't know. When God told me, go back to your first love, I knew immediately what was my first love. I had no difficulty in finding my first love. It was to shepherd. You know, yesterday I came to officiate. I officiated a wedding. And I officiated another wedding in Congo Brazzaville. From Ghana. And I prayed. When I finished, a high official from another church, you know, he came around. And he said that you yourself came to officiate this wedding. Because they are children. And I was surprised that he said that. But anyway, I said, for me, that house, this boy used to dance all the time. Why will I not come here? It's so important to me to come here. It's so important. It's not an extra, I don't see it as low, below me. It is where I should be. It was dancing every day for me. Not dancing from dancing to the Lord. Even at his wedding, he was dancing. I've not seen a bridegroom dancing like that. Hey, I mean, like with steps to the left, to the right. Beautiful. He said that you yourself come to officiate. I said, no, it's normal. I mean, I expect to be here. I know him. I sought for somebody who will be there to face the wolves. Fire for fire. Look at the wolf.
Look at the womb.
Yeah.
You try to be Mr. Nice Guy with this thing. Look at the teeth. Yes. Look at the teeth. You try to be Mr. Nice. Is it nice? Is it a nice thing you are seeing? And I sought for somebody who can stand and face this type of things. And if you like, come with gentleness. Come with nice things. Come with being handsome, being always wanting to be good, always wanting people to like you and praise you, never wanting to look like a troublemaker. And you are facing this. Look at him. And this is what, and then you see them, a pack of wolves, not one. This is what I'm showing one. You see, it's a set of them. You see about 30, 20 of them. They all want to eat somebody. You are sitting there with your nice little family and happy little life. Intercession means to stand in the gap. It means to become an obstacle to Satan and his agents. Dear man of God, you are doing a great work. Dear missionary, your presence in that nation stands as a veritable rock of protection for many souls. Don't give up. Keep up the good work. Pray for the people God has given you. You are the last barrier between those precious souls and the enemy. You are the last barrier. Your prayers may be the last thing that comes in between. One of my favorite messages, I actually heard it from Benny Hinn. You know, Benny Hinn, when he preaches out, he can just give you a list. He will not explain anything. And that day, he just gave a list. He didn't explain anything, but he told a story. In the story, he spoke about one night he was flying on a plane in the middle of the night with his wife and some other people in a private plane. And the engine went off. And the pilot told them that they are going to crash. And he said, there was a lady who was in the house. She woke up suddenly. And the Holy Spirit said, pray for Benny Hinn. Pray for Benny Hinn now. He's in danger. And she started praying at exactly the time as they were also flying in the air without engines, without fuel, without whatever. And the plane was flying like that. And the plane came down. And the pilot managed to find a field in the night. And they landed without whatever and crashed. Yes. As soon as they crashed, I don't know, the pilot said the pilot's eyes came off. His wife's leg was crying. He came out. As soon as the plane crashed, and he came out of the plane like that. Free.
Hey.
He came out like that. He said that there were some hippies in the field. And he saw those guys, they were hippies. He described how he saw them. Then he came back to the plane, saw his wife. He said, wife has a scar. She always blamed him for that trip. Yeah. God woke somebody up to stand in the gap, to be there for him, to say, save him, Lord. Don't let him go now. I'll be standing in the gap for you. Will they find you to pray, to talk, to be there for a meeting, to just be, you know, I like it. It's like you are in the mixture of the case. Whatever crisis you are in, whatever situation, somebody will be there. I can do for some few people. You too can do for some few people. If everybody becomes a priest and becomes the shepherd that you are supposed to become, a lot of people will be helped and saved. A lot of people need just some personal talking, personal work, somebody to open scriptures. You are not wise, I'm not wise, but we have the Bible. When we open, we talk, we just read, quote. Save verses. Me, I've learned, save verses, that's all. Say what?
Verses.
I need to know what is that. Save verses, just read verses. When Billy Graham started his ministry, one night, he went to a golf course and lay down on the grass in the night around 6, 7 p.m. And he prayed a prayer. And he said, if this word is your word, this Bible is your word, then I believe it and I take it. Because he was in at a turning point whether to believe that the Bible is the word of God. On that golf course that night, he decided that the Bible is the word of God. That's why if you watch Billy Graham preaching, he reads out the scriptures. And when I started doing crusades, I do that, and sometimes I still do. Read out the scriptures. Say verses, brother. That's what you have. We all have nothing but the verses. Say the verses out. Say the verses out. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful. The word, if it's the word of God, when you read it, so the logic is that if it's the word of God, when you read it, then the word of God has been spoken, and that's it. And nothing else is needed. Beautiful. Become a reader of the word. Read the word to people. One day when I was in Kolebu, I wanted to teach the people how to preach altar call, how to preach. So we went at dawn, and there was a group. Then I was fielding different people, like when you preach. So I called the next person, come stand, just a girl, stand. Start shouting. I said, shout. It was dawn. Shout. She said, what should I say? Say John 3:16. I gave her verse. God so loved the world. Then I gave her another. Say, just say verses. The word you are saying is the word of God. When you say you have spoken the word of God, that's all. You don't need any special whatever. You're just saying words of God. God has called you to be an intercessor, an interceptor, an intervener, and a mediator. You are in the case. You are in the case. You are in the case. You are the lawyer. Yeah, you are the lawyer. Because you are in the case, the man will be free. Hallelujah. Father, raise up beautiful shepherds and people who love you to save them from the wolves that seek to eat your people. I thank you that you have done a great work to raise up intercessors for your work and for your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet, everybody in the house. It's in my book. Do you enjoy the book? Yes. Yes. Beautiful. There are so many things. 20 reasons why every person is an answer. Many things. We are blessed today. Lift your hand, and I want everyone to commit yourself to God and say, Lord, I want to be an interceptor, an intervener, a midfielder. I'm in the middle of the field. I'm just there to cause trouble for the enemy. I'll be there when the wolves come. I'll take them on personally. I'll be a wolf to the wolves. And they will see that you have raised up a shepherd, a true shepherd, who fights for the lives of the sheep. Thank you. I want everybody to stand in your house, in your room. Put on your Bluetooth speaker. Listen carefully as we are praying. Father, we thank you so much for your mighty power that is at work. Mano sanka balaba, marembele ke bolen baramanda li boshenda la bakabalambara. Oma kabalom baramanda la baba. Maledo paranda le mede shamandari baba. Malonde le bakatala balanda li bodelebe. Paramanda le me shibele baramanda li baba. Pole gabando la manda li bede bede bede. Malom maregede tese madahasambali la shendelebe. Mandari mondele bakabara mandari baba. Oh, to God be the glory. Father, we thank you that you raise up shepherds, Lord. The young boys are going to be shepherds. The young girls are going to be shepherds. We are going to rise up and do your will. Do your work, Lord. We're going to be between us and the wolves, Lord. Will find us, Lord. Between us and your sheep, Lord. Us and your people, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for raising up many, many shepherds and workers, Lord. People who form wasentes and every other type of center, Lord. Thank you for raising up workers, Lord. Raising up more people that love you and that want to stand in the gap Thank you that you look up at us and not wonder what is wrong with us, why there's nobody to fight and intercede and to get into the case for your children, for your weak ones, Lord. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Lord, thank you. Lift your hand and receive the oil of a shepherd, the mantle of a shepherd, the grace of a shepherd, the power of a priest to intervene in all cases, all crises, all threatenings, all intimidations, all threats upon our lives and upon the lives of the sheep and the people that you've called us to. Thank you for nations of the world that are going to see shepherds arriving, good shepherds arriving, Lord, to get involved in this great work. We give you praise. We give you thanks for your love and your kindness upon us. Thank you for this blessing. Raise up and anoint us with the oil of the shepherd in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to get some oil. I feel like anointing everybody. I hear something in the spirit. The oil of a shepherd. The oil of a shepherd. Now, before we do that, I want to pray with you. If you are listening, you are watching, you are not born again, if you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer with me. God is saving your life. I want to say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Have mercy upon me. I come to you, Jesus, just as I am. Make me your child. Forgive me for my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Make me a new person. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for reaching me. Thanks for saving me. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you gave your life to Christ in this simple prayer, or if you prayed this little prayer with me, look on the screen. You see a number. And just take that number down. Just write down the number. And after we share the grace, after we close, you can text that number or even call it if you want. And if you don't get an answer, keep calling and keep texting. It's a real number with real people behind it. What a blessing. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. Now, take the oil. Before we have our communion, take the oil of a shepherd and put some oil on your... I'm going to also anoint myself with oil of a shepherd. Beautiful. Okay, I got a drop of oil on my hand. Wherever you are in your house, just take cooking oil, oil that you use to fry eggs or fish or meat, and put it on your finger, the one that you use for accusation, the pointing one. Put it on your accusing finger so that your finger will not be accusing people again, pointing out faults. Everyone is being anointed with the anointing of a shepherd. The best job, the beautiful job, the privilege. Now, put it on your head like this. Father, and let's pray. Father, thank you for the anointing of a shepherd, the oil of a shepherd. Give us the power and the grace to recognize how much of a blessing it is to be a shepherd. To be an intervener, someone who is in the middle, just in the middle of all the troubles, someone who has taken up the case as a personal case. I thank you, Father, for your blessing. Let the oil of a shepherd, of mega churches, of flocks and sheep, be passed on to the people. Be passed on to everyone that has faith to receive. Receive now the grace to be a good shepherd like Jesus Christ. And may you have flocks and sheep and herds. May you have followers. May you have those that hear your voice.
May you have those that listen carefully to your words and heed to your advice and to your counsels. May you have those that look up to you. May you have those that call you father and mother. May you have those that say, if it was not for you, I don't know where I would be. May your life become the life of a carer, the life of a shepherd. May selfishness and inward lookingness be taken out of you, and may it die in your life from today. In the name of Jesus, Savior of the world, I pray with thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, for the oil of a shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, and you can clap for yourself in your house, everywhere, for becoming a great shepherd. Amen. At this time, we are going to receive our Holy Communion with healing prayers. Amen. Holy Communion with healing prayers.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. It will sustain you, it will make you whole, it will give you life. When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Father, we come before the holy table and we take the holy bread. We dedicate it to you at this time. Lord Jesus, this is now your body. And we thank you as we all hold this communion and partake of it today. Let this be the body of Jesus, and let power enter the bread and make it come alive as Jesus Christ himself. And as we partake of it, oh God, whatever is lacking in us, fill it up. Whatever is missing in our brains, let this communion fill our brains with intelligence and wisdom. Whatever is not working in our body, let us experience a transplant in our bodies from this body of Jesus Christ. We receive it and we receive healing. For every time you do this, you do show the Lord's death, a manifestation of the broken body that was broken for us, the body of Jesus Christ. Now the blood. The only reason for people in prison is because they did something wrong. Whatever prison you are due for, may the blood of Jesus wash away the reason for your imprisonment, your confinement,
your jail sentence, your punishment. Oh Lord God, merciful and gracious and long-suffering, with abundance of truth and goodness, keeping mercy for thousands and forgiving iniquities, transgressions, and sins. You will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers to the sons and to their sons, to the third and the fourth generation. But even so, Lord, we still come before your throne through this blood, requesting mercy, for you keep mercy for thousands. We come before you requesting mercy. We request your long-suffering graciousness to be given to us. We request forgiveness for our perversions and our iniquities, our transgressions, the crossing of boundaries, and the sins of our life. May there be no more reason left why we should go to prison, or why we should go into confinement. By the power, supernatural power of the blood of Jesus, we lift up the blood of Jesus and we receive it now in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus. Now, lift your hands for your blessing. You are already blessed. May the Father which is in heaven forgive you and remit your sins. May He remit your transgressions, the crossing of the line. May He forgive your iniquities, the orientation to sin. May He forgive it. May the Father keep mercy for thousands, including you in the thousands. May God grant you mercy and graciousness and long suffering. May He be patient with you, and may He grant unto you divine escapes from the consequences that are legally due you from your sins. Be forgiven, be delivered, and be set free. Herein lies the supernatural power of God, for your sins are recorded in history. But herein lies the supernatural power of the blood of Jesus. The power to forgive iniquities, transgressions, and sins. Now receive it of the Lord and be healed of the Lord of every plague, every fever, every cough, every cancer, every condition, every chronic illness, every problem, every threat upon your life. Be healed, be covered, be protected, and be delivered. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. From America to Canada to England to Europe to Africa to Australia to South America to the uttermost parts of the earth, may you be covered by the blood that answers to demons and wolves and threats to your life. Every threatening and intimidation, I curse and rebuke in Jesus' name. It dies today. In Jesus' name I pray. Be blessed. And everyone said, Amen.
Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my teacher. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my Shepherd. Ooh, I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching. Thanks for saving. Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my teacher. Ooh, oh. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my shepherd. Oh, yeah. I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching. Thanks for saving. Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me. When you found me, Lord, I was far, so far, so far away. When you reached out to save me, I couldn't believe you wanted me with you.
I couldn't believe it.
Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my teacher. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my shepherd. I am so grateful, Lord. Thanks for reaching. Thanks for saving. Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me.
Are you glad He chose you? Wow.
When you put your eyes on me, Lord, you never took them off again. You were determined to reach me, Lord. You sent your very best man to reach out to me, to talk to me, and to rescue me. Nothing could hold you back, my Lord. You did everything to reach me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus, my teacher. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my shepherd.
Are you grateful?
Thank you. Thanks for reaching. Thanks for saving. Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me. Oh, yeah. Jesus, my Savior. Thanks for choosing me. Slipped out of your hand, but you held me oh so tight. Now I'm yours forever and forevermore. Oh, Jesus, my teacher. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my shepherd. Ooh, I am so grateful, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks for reaching. Thanks for saving.
Jesus,
thanks Thanks for choosing me. Jesus, my Savior, thanks for choosing me. Thank you for choosing me. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, I was far, so far, so far, so far, so far away, Lord, but you reached out to me, Lord, and you saved me. Yes, you did. Thanks for reaching me. Thank you for finding me, Lord. Thank you for calling me, Lord. With your little finger, you said, come, my little child, little darling, come unto me. Lord, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Thank you for reaching me, for reaching me. Oh, thank you for reaching me.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.